body, and the next morning they just stayed too long. Well, I was raised by a single mom before it was popular. And, so my mom raised me to be the man she wished she married, which means I'm not a player. I'm more of a gentleman. And it's awful to be that now. Sometimes I feel like Nat King Cole in a Lil Wayne world, you know? Like, you know, they peeing on bitches, and I'm just like, can I get the door for you? Got some pee on you, I think. I don't have the capacity to look a woman in the face and go, I'm done with you, beat it. I don't know how to do that. And my friends noticed, so they came up with the plan. While I was in Chicago, they go, look, Owen, next time that girl comes over and stays too long, this is what you do. Get a picnic basket, right? Pack it, leave it by the door. So when she comes over, you show her the picnic basket, and you be like, hey, 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 I got a picnic to go to in the morning, so, you can't stay the night like you normally do. So now, I have no idea where the fuck you get a picnic basket from. I don't know. So I just try Target, because they got everything at Target, right? So me and my boy, we walk into Target, two black guys, and they're like, can we help you? Yeah, yeah, you got picnic baskets here? It was just a weird moment in Target history, right? They got them. They got a whole row of picnic baskets, right? And he goes, you just missed the sale. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know there was a picnic basket sale, so all the cheap ones were gone. All that was left was the coup de grace. It was $179. Right. I was like, I could pay her to leave for that much. You know, just make it rain, bounce, do something with your life, you know? Thank you, you know? I'm not doing that. So my boy, he tells me, he goes, hey, man, why don't you remix the idea? I go, what you talking about? He goes, hey, get a suitcase and tell her you got a flight in the morning. I go, genius, right? So I buy a red suitcase. How much? $19.95, right? So I get home, I'm getting ready, and she comes over before expected. And let's call her Sheila for legal reasons, all right? So there's a knock at the door, and I panic. I go, just a minute, I just start throwing stuff in the bag for weight, right? So I throw a phone book in there, just a bunch of dirty clothes, and I can only grab one sneaker. I just do one sneaker in there, and I zip it up, put it in the middle of the floor. And she comes over, and she had the overnight bag. I don't know if you've ever seen this. But women's wrists are strong as shit. Like, this bag had another bag in it, and then it had a purse inside of that. And she was like, hey, and I was like, hey. Right? And she finally sees it, she goes, what's that? And I go, Showtime, right? I go, hey, I forgot to tell you. Showbiz, I got a last minute gig. Got an early flight in the morning, so you can't stay the night like you normally do. She goes, you know what? Good for you. You know what? I'll take you to the airport in the morning. No, 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 no. You ain't got to do that. No, no. I came all this way. I insist. What time's your flight? Okay, I didn't think to lie out this far. As far as my dumbass got was this move right here. Early flight, right? So now, I just go, eight in the morning. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm getting tired. You should probably... Let me walk you to your car? She goes, no, you need to be there 2 hours in advance. So wake me up at 5:30 in the morning. Let's go to bed. She takes me to the bed. Next morning, I'm in a car being driven to O'Hare. 5:30 in the morning with a stupid red suitcase in the back. And the only thing that's in the bag is a phone book, dirty clothes, and one sneaker. I got no flights. We're living in terrorist times, you understand? You can't just walk around the airport with no flight and terrorist type shit in your bag. But I'm not man enough to turn her and be like, hey, 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 crazy. It's really not a flight, right? I just can't stand your face after 9 a.m., so, made it up, yeah, you know, we just go back home. No, gotta stay in the line, right? So I'm thinking, okay, what can I do? What can I do? I go, okay, as soon as she drops me off, I'm gonna wait till her car gets out of sight, then I'll just catch a cab, go back home, cost me $50, right? So she drops me off, getting ready to go do it. She goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm locked out. And it's too early to wake my roommates up. So can I stay at your spot since you're not going to be there? Now I'm stuck at O'Hare. So now I just hang out at the airport. I just do my morning routine. I get some Starbucks, it goes right through me. So now I'm in the bathroom dropping off a package, right? What happens? Phone rings. It always rings when you're not ready. So I'm trying to get it, right? I just go, hello, Sheila. Hey, I made it back to your place, okay? Did you make your flight? Are you on your plane, okay? Gotta keep the lie going, right? So now I gotta talk real fast before somebody flushes. So I'm like, yeah, I'm on the plane right now. Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta hang up. They just gave me the look. They just closed the doors. I call you when I land, huh? What? How long is it? 5 hours. All right. Take care of my place. Bye. Boop. Hang up. I'm washing my hands, right? There's a guy next to me in a suit, businessman. He never looks at me. He just goes, was that your wife or girlfriend you told that lie to? Then he says, you know you need to turn your cell phone off, don't you? What? You just told her you're gonna be in the air for 5 hours. If she calls you and your phone rings once, you are fucked! Thanks, man. And he goes, we gotta stick together. I was like, so now I'm stuck. Chicago, O'Hare Airport. No flight, no phone, right? I panic, I don't know what to do. So I just bought a flight out to Los Angeles, and that's how I got into showbiz. I just got engaged about, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for clapping for me, thank you. Nobody's clapping for me. Everyone's clapping for her in that ring. Everyone loves the ring. It's the ring. Oh my God, let me see the ring. Girlfriends threw an engagement party, carried her out like, we did it. Anybody want to see the receipt? Can I get some love for the receipt? And my woman is so happy now. It's beautiful. Like every picture, she has a new pose. Every picture, the ring is in it. It's just. One time I'm taking my own picture, my own personal picture. Here come the ring. Really, boo-boo, that's what we doing? It's so sparkly. The other day we were taking a picture and I could feel the ring coming up my chest. I feel it. So I put the receipt right next to it. All my married friends are giving me advice now, and it's funny, man. Like, when their wife is in the room, they're like, man, congratulations. Yeah, marriage. Look good on you. Look at them glowing, ain't he, baby? Got that glow. Yeah, man. Welcome to it. Yeah. Soon as she leaves, what the fuck are you doing, man? You were my last single friend. Shit, what are you doing? Hey, baby, just telling them how lucky he gonna be. Yeah. Yeah, holy matrimony, yeah. Welcome to it, that's right, all right, yeah. I got a divorced friend, told him last, because he's a dick. He was like, see, you still did it, huh? Yeah, saw the ring, it just left, yeah. You spent a lot of money, huh? Whew, spent a lot of money. Not to be able to fuck nobody else, yeah. Yeah, welcome to it, man. Welcome to it. Did you get down on one knee when you proposed? Did you get down on one knee? Yeah, I got down on one knee. You know why they make you do that, don't you? Why? So you can take a good look at the last pussy you ever gonna see. Yeah. Why isn't that in the wedding vows? Hey, man, you ready for the last pussy you ever gonna see? What? Huh? What kind of wedding is that? You promise all kinds of stuff in these vows, and they're beautiful things, but it's like honor, cherish. But nobody cares about that stuff. You have never heard, hey man, What happened with you and Tina? She stopped cherishing me, man. Man, fuck that non-cherishing bitch, yo. Why you bring that shit up, man? Your friends be like, I don't understand. Was she sleeping with somebody else? Was she cheating on you? Nah, man, she was faithful, but the cherishment wasn't there. You not hearing me, brother. I need cherishment in my shit. It's all, where has your dick been? That is the bottom line. That's why I see there's a lot of young fellas here with potential. Let me tell you, you need to stop sending these dick pics. Hey, yeah, I can see it in your eyes. You probably sent one before you came here tonight. Anytime now. They say everything you text is stored in the cloud. Even though you delete it, it's gone. I don't see it. It's in the cloud. Cloud full of dicks. That's a stinky-ass cloud right there. And I don't even know what the fuck the cloud is. I don't even know what that means. But I was raised a Christian, and they told me when you die, you go to heaven, and there's an angel there, and he's going to read off all your sins to decide if you get in the pearlies. I don't know if that's true, but I would hate to get up there and see an angel open up a laptop. Yeah, what's this? Welcome to the cloud, motherfucker. Like, oh, shit. It's all your dicks just printed out right there. Say, oh! Show me the stairs. Another reason why you should stop sending dick pics is because, fellas, you're secretly insulting the woman you send it to. Yeah. Yeah, I know you think you're doing something, but every woman in here knows deep down inside, they know that they can see a penis whenever they want. You ain't doing nothing. That's like sending Bill Gates a dollar. You know, he's like, oh, you got me. Oh, a dollar. Warren Buffett, wow. Any woman in here, they know they can go outside right now. They can see a dick whenever they want. They can go outside right now and be like, you! Show me your dick! Glad I left the house. Yeah. What street is this? This street is the shit. You'll be hanging out at the promenade every week. You'll be like, man, they was looking at dicks here last week. This is the shit. Fuck the club. I ain't got no draws on this week. I'm gonna stay ready. I know why you send them. You send them because you're hoping that she goes, bring that thing over here. But that's not what happens. She's heckling your dick. She's inviting girls over. Girl, look at this shit here. She giving it a nickname. Look what Bumpy Curvy sent over here. What the hell was Bumpy Curvy doing? You at home like, yeah, any minute now. No. If you want to connect with your woman, don't text her a picture of your package. Text her a picture of something she likes, you know what I mean? You know, like a picture of purses or boots. If you really want to get her moist, if you really want to get her, text her a picture of you listening. Splash. Oh, my God. He cherishes me. Ooh. Cherishment, ooh. Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to do that. Plus, I can't send a dick pic because my girl and her brother, like, their name is, like, right next to each other in the phone. And I've sent him a text by mistake. I would be fucking mortified if I was like, hey, baby, you get that text? I can get nothing. Fuck! You know? Boop, dick pops up on his screen. Thanksgiving to be weird. He'd be like, you need to get Obamacare, motherfucker. I'm saying, yeah, man. Got to stay faithful. But I'm at a good place now. I'm ready to do it because I don't have the work ethic of a cheater. You understand? I admire cheaters, man. You know how hard it is to cheat? Like, because women, they talk a lot, right? You know what I mean? No matter who you are, if you want to sleep with another person, if I want to sleep with a new person, I still have to talk to her. I'm good. I still got to say, hello, how are you? I don't... And women talk a lot, man. That's their hustle. If you love them, you listen. You see what I'm saying? They talk so much that you got to delete some of your shit to keep up with them. They ain't saying nothing. They know. You just trying to keep up. I don't know how a cheater could, I can't. No. Any guy, no matter how good looking you are, you still gotta be like, hey, how you doing? What? Still in school? That's crazy. Oh. Found out you allergic to gluten? Who isn't? Oh. I don't, I'm good. I'm faithful by default, you know? Because it's harder now. Women aren't wearing pants anymore. They just wearing leggings and boots, just walking the streets. You know, it's like, what happened to pants? Is the recession that bad? They're like, hey, fuck these pants. Put on these leggings, just walk around. This one girl told me, I want you to be faithful and have a six pack. Talking about the abs. I was like, you need to choose. Yeah, because I know me. If I get a six pack, I've never had a six pack. If I get a six pack, I'm fucking everybody. If I had all six, I wouldn't even have a shirt on right now. It would just be this jacket and a Beyonce fan just blowing this. You'd just be looking at my abs right now. Just... You know how hard it is to maintain a six pack as a grown man? You know how hard? You know what your life is? This is your life. This is it right here. Not right now, yeah. That's it. You can't eat real food no more. Say goodbye. Everybody else having fun. You eat one calamari, three of them gone. It was just here. You gotta drink protein all the damn time. You gotta eat teeny weeny meals every 2 hours. What kind of shit is that? Now I'm stressed about the time. What time is it? Give me three almonds, quick, three almonds. I'm losing them. No salt, just almonds. I'm not working that hard for just one vagina, no. Fucking all your friends, that's what's happening. They're getting poked. Faithful men are lazy men, ladies. Lazy. You understand that? Lazy men. I know you want, you know, Adonis six-pack man, but listen, man, if you want a faithful man, give spare tire man a chance. All right? He ain't going nowhere but to the fridge for leftovers. That's as far as his one good knee could take him. Ladies, you want a man who makes noise when he sits down. That's your Prince Charming right there. That's who you twerk for, you understand? It's a built-in alarm system, this noise. And he mad if he gotta get up. You sure? I just sat down. You sure? You sure you ready? Okay. That's who you need to get with. You want this six-pack man. Six-pack man is sneaky. You want a man who wheezes when he has to pick stuff up off the ground. Like, if he drops something, he got a decision to make. Like, oh, shit! Ah! How bad do I need my house keys? Shit! Fuck it, we moving! Fuck it! Lazy men. You understand? I dated one girl, she bought me P90X. I was like, what? If you give me P90X, I'm getting new pussy in March. That's what's happening. You just replaced yourself. I understand. I'm good. Listen, I'm good at doing nothing, man. You know, for every man in here, I think is good. You ever do nothing all day and enjoy yourself? Just do nothing. Like you wake up and sit down. It's like, what? You was just asleep. You're like, wake up and sit down all day. And the next time you look up, you be like, it's dark already? Damn. I was here all day? Damn. I did nothing all day. I am good at doing nothing. Somebody call Genesis. This is a skill. And then you hear them keys on the other side of the door. Here come Busybody. Here she come, right? Then you panic. Oh, shit, I better look like I did something. You try to pick up a sock or something, you know. She catches you mid-wheeze. She come in, you're like, hey, baby. Hey, baby. You was here all day?
Well, I mean, well, I was over there earlier. Then,
you ain't wash your ass, take out the trash, nothing?
I'm tired.
From what?
Being faithful all day.
I ain't fuck no new bitches all day. Yeah. Been cherishing you all day, baby. Yeah. Take out the trash. I can't go out there. I might fuck somebody. They not wearing pants. It's dangerous for me out there. It's weird, man. Being engaged makes you, like, look at, like, your whole dating life. You know what I mean? Like, in my 20s, the shit I was worried about, I'm not worried about now. It was weird. Like, when I was in my 20s, I used to worry about
how many people did you sleep with? What's your number? I could take it. What's your number?
Yeah, why not?
What's your number?
Right? And our women, they all got these things called don't counts. You ever heard of that? They got, that's how good they got it. They got don't counts. You understand? Look, ladies, if my elbow brushes against your titty, I count that. That counts. That goes in my number right there. I count everything. I count my dry humps. All that shit is in my number. Women got it so good, they got don't count. You know? He don't have a job. He don't count. How is homeless Pete getting it in?
I don't count, is it?
My goofy ass is counting. How do you get to be don't count man? Where is that at? I used to hear some stupid, I asked dumb questions too. Like I would be like, you ever try anal? Every woman would tell me the same answer. They'd be like, I tried it once, but I didn't like it. I'm like, who is this dude that keeps getting there before me? I'm late again. Shit. Don't count, man. Who is this serial analyst that is killing the game? He is killing the game. Don't count, man, is everywhere. It took me a long time to find my person, right? I remember when I first came to LA, I was 26, right? Broke as shit, right? Fresh off of, all I had was potential. That was it. Hey, I could be something. That's all I had, right? But I loved women, loved dating. But when you broke, you can't date anybody that drinks alcohol. That's like dating two people. You understand? So I was hanging out at churches like, hey, God is good, all right. Yeah, wanna get some punch? Yeah, all right. Think it's free in the back, come on. I was dating this one girl, man. Every time I went out with her, it cost me $65 minimum. She would figure out, yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, brother, yes. I'm 26, man, that's a lot of $65. That's a light bill, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm watching her drink my lights, like, I'm looking at light, remembering what it looked like. It's gonna be a dark month. She would do that, man. I remember one time, it's a true story, one time she finally was like, you know what, let me take you out. She took me out, it was dope. Took me to her place, never saw her place when I'm spending random $65. Took me to a place, had a good time, left the next morning, got a parking ticket for $65. I would actually argue in my 20s. I thought I could win, you know what I mean? I noticed women have this move. All the women I've dated, they're undefeated in arguments because they can do something when they're losing. They could just walk away, right? Like, you make sense. 2 + 2 = 4. I don't even want to talk about it no more. And they gone. It's stupid. Math is stupid. Wait a minute, oh, I'm winning, you know? And I would try that. I tried that back. I tried the walk away tactic. Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that. You know, she was like, oh, so you're going to walk away like a little bitch? She won again. I used to want to win and be heard. And then my father told me something real dope. He was like, hey, man, they don't give a fuck. Just stop. That's all he said. And then he said, then he just goes, Adam and Eve, then walks away. I go, what? But I know what he was talking about, yo, the Adam and Eve story. Y'all remember that? Come on, man, it was just two people here, butt naked, in a garden. And they didn't make it. They had no pockets, nothing. Two people butt naked in a garden. They had the garden forever. That's the setup, right? And I imagine Adam, was probably like, hey, Eve, you like this garden? It's nice, right? Yeah. And if Eve was like some of the women I've dated, she was probably like, it's okay. It's all right. I see a few things I might change. Yeah, it's perfect, you know. It's cool. And then he's like, hey, all right, but boo-boo, listen to me now. We just got one rule. We can have this garden forever. All we got to do is not eat any apples from that tree right there. And if Eve was like some of the women I've dated, she was probably like, that tree right there? Yeah, that tree right there. How you know? How I know? I'm just telling you all I know. As sure as I'm naked, this is the one rule. Why are you yelling? You ain't got to be raising your voice. I don't even know what yelling is. You know what? I don't know what just happened, so I'm gonna go name some animals, all right? Look, while I'm gone, though, look, we got peaches, pears, plums, kumquats. Please, boo-boo, don't mess with them apples. Whatever, go name your stupid animals. And he walked his dumb ass off, and while he was gone, what happened? Here come the snake, right? Started talking to Eve, just like a girlfriend with no man. Eve. Boy. Girl. How you gonna let a man tell you what you can and can't eat? Don't he know you a strong, independent woman? You don't need no man telling you what to put in your throat. Kumquat? Forget a kumquat. Have you some apple, girl. You want some apple? Have some apple. She's like, you know what? I'm gonna have me some apple. She bit the shit out that apple. Come, Beyonce dancing in the background for no reason. Who runs the world? We do. Stupid Adam had no idea this was going on. He's just thinking of animal names. Came home, couldn't wait to tell his girl about his day. Hey, boo boy, I killed him. I hit him with aardvark, huh? Double A. What? And antelope. What? Look, I missed you. You know, let me get some of them lips. Let me get the lips. Mwah. Bitch, is that apple I taste? Who are you calling a bitch? And they had the first argument in the garden, scrapping. Then they got evicted, and that's why we gotta wear clothes. See, we have a few white people here with us tonight. Evicted means you gotta leave immediately. It ain't no, whoa, 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 do you know my dad? No, you gotta get the fuck out. Go find a leaf. I did not know I was looking to be in a relationship. But you learn by trial and error, right? Like, because I like smart girls, which is, I wish I liked dumb girls. I wish I could teach a girl how to read, you know what I mean? But I like smart girls, man, and it's just, they always, you know, want to challenge you. Which is fun to a point, right? Like, I would date these equalists, not feminists, equalists, you know what I mean? Like, they read articles that other women wrote about us and then they revved up. And when you come home, they're like, do you realize? It's like, oh shit. Nothing good ever follows, do you realize, right? Like, you never hear, do you realize? I should suck your dick more. Yep, Oprah said do it, page 36, yeah. It's always something we did, right? This one girl was like, do you realize every dollar a man makes, a woman only makes 67 cents? So what, you want 33 cents? Is that what this is? I mean, I could find. That's not what this is about. How does that make you feel? Well, I mean, I know I'm supposed to say I'm sorry, but I don't feel any richer, you know, because I'm using my extra money trying to fuck you. You get it back. You have any idea how much an apple martini costs? Shit. Then I got in my 30s and I was like, all right, I'm gonna pursue women. Because I was doing this lazy comedian thing where I would just be funny on stage and then only date women who chose me. Like, yeah, hey, you do. You know, but then when shit got real, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You don't know your father. I'm out. You know, I would leave. I would pick damaged women so I can get out of there. You know, I got to this place where I finally made just like a little bit of money on something, and instead of like buying a house, I was doing stupid shit. I remember one time I was feeling like really lonely out here, and I flew a girl out to see me. And in the single world, we call that importing. You can razzle and dazzle them with 2 days in LA. Oh my God, you are famous. Yeah, I know, yeah, they know me at this Denny's. So I met this girl, man. She hugged me. I was after the show, she was like, oh my God, you were so funny. And women are hugologists, like, they know just the right amount of titty meat to put on your chest. She just hypnotized her. Yes, everything, take it. Because every man in here has got the shitty hug. You know the shitty hug when all the good stuff is back here. It's like, thank you, pat, pat, pat. You'd be like, if I could just touch it with my pelvis, it'd change her mind. She's like, no, thank you, pat, pat, pat. She did the opposite. She was like, you are so funny. Scroosh. I was like, ooh, who are you? She's like, I'm visiting. Denny's, here we go. He goes, I'm from Virginia. I go, what? I grew up in Maryland. So we have the whole DMV. Get her number. We start talking. Y'all know how it goes. Then she goes, I miss you. I go, why don't you fly back out? She goes, my money kinda funny. Yeah, young fellas, if you ever hear the sentence, my money kinda funny, that is your cue to hang up the phone. That is not your person. Do not wait for her money to get unfunny. Because while you wait, the joke is on you. But I was thinking of the titty hug. I was like, And I tried to be quiet for a little bit to see if she would, you know, she held her ground. So I go, you know what? I don't normally do this, but I get your flight. Now, I like fake gratitude. You understand what that is? Like, when I say, I get your flight, I want her to go, no, 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 you don't have to. Then I could go, no, 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 I insist. And she'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe it's still men like you out there. And I'd be like, yeah, we here. You know, I wanted all that. I wanted, I wanted to dance. You understand? I wanted the whole thing. When I go, I'll get your flight. She must not have got the script, because she just goes, cool, I like direct flights. I don't fuck with window seats. I want an aisle seat, and I only fly Virgin America. That's a huge red flag, right? I should have hung up, boop, the phone right there. But, titty hug. So I did it. And it was her birthday month. She was celebrating, so she wanted sushi when she landed. That was her thing, I want sushi. So now we're in a sushi restaurant, and she was a hand talker. You know what I mean by that? Like, she was talking, the words were coming out of her face, but her hands were doing something. So it's busy, you're like, oh, what's happening? You know, and I'm a pervert, so it was like, mouth, hands, titties. A workout, right? And then when her hand hit the light, I noticed something. Five fingers are what we all have, right? Right, everybody here got five? Okay. So she had growth, or extra something here on both hands, right? At first, I thought it was a chopstick, right? Then I looked down, I saw she didn't even break them open yet. I was like, whoa. So she's talking, oh my God, the flight was so good, I got caught up on so many movies. I was like, bump all that. What the fuck are those right there? Yeah. I feel this section is like, oh my God, that was rude. No, you don't understand. I was already 6:50 in with the flight and the sushi, right? And I have a rule, after $200, you don't have to be polite. You don't have to wait for it to come up in conversation. You actually get a what the fuck card. And I use it, I go, I like to use my what the fuck card. Wow, bump all that. What the fuck are those talons growing from each of your hands? I don't remember seeing those. And she goes, oh, these, and she hit them together like steak knives. Shing, shing. These, shing, shing, like Wolverine and shit. She goes, I got six fingers, ha, 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 ha. Did y'all hear what I just said? She said, these, shing, shing, I got six fingers, ha, 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 ha. What do you do with that? What do you do? I got mad. Yes, I got mad. But first, not at her. Nope. Got mad at me. Stupid right here. Man in the mirror. Right? Because I realized at that moment, I made a rookie mistake. I never shook her hand. Titty hug. When you meet a brother, I was like, hey, I should have been like, how are you? Nice to meet you. Hold up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 1, 2, 3. Hold up. 4, 5. Oh, yeah. What's this? What's this right here? I touched it. Am I good? Anybody got some Purell or some shit? I don't know. Good luck to you. All right. So it was all, I deserved everything I got. I deserved it. Not mad at her for that. But where I got irritated with her about, here she is sitting here with 12 fingers, right? 6 on each hand. Just that, walking this earth with 5-finger attitude. I like direct flights. Whoa, you a mutant. Who the fuck is flying you anywhere? You should be happy if I bring you UPS ground out this bitch. I see why you don't fuck with window seats. You ain't want to scare none of the wildlife out there. So then she goes, fuck you. I was like, oh, don't you mean this? Isn't it this for you? She could text fast as shit, though. She cussed me out for 2 Sundays. This is what I didn't expect. My fiance is over 30. I did not expect that, because I'm shallow. I thought I'd have like a young, agreeable 20-something, you know. People are like, how'd you get that? Hey, man, showbiz, you know. But I started dating women in their 20s, and they're beautiful, but they're too busy. You always want to know what's next. You know what I mean? Like, you take them for an activity. You take them out, like, to dinner, dancing, comedy club. They're like, ooh, that was fun. What's next? I say, ew, I'm going to sit my ass down. That's what's next. Yeah. I'm tired. Ain't you tired? You know, so I had to go over to the 30s. I needed to date a woman who wanted to sit her ass down, too. You know what I'm saying? Women in their 30s, man, you know, they've been wearing heels for 30 years. Shit. They got enough walk for one place. That is it. And they start looking at you like, did you get a good look at the outfit? Because the flats are out. Pop out. You know? Hey, that's what I needed in my life. I needed a woman who wore Spanx and was proud. That's right. Yeah, Spanx are out there, man, you know. Because I'm old school. Like, I'm used to being tricked by a bra. Remember them days? Just a bra. You know, every man in here has been fooled by a bra, right? When you dating and you all charming, you're like, ooh, I can't wait to see these. Oh, you got me. Damn! Well played. Oh! Nicely done. Shit. Got me for $150 and you got $17 worth of titty. Well played. Shit. Let me suck on this one good nipple. Was that other titty in the war? What the fuck happened? Shit. Needs to be in the cloud. What's wrong with that titty? Every man in here has been tricked by Victoria's Secret. That's right. But Spanx was new to me, man. You know what I mean? First time I even heard of Spanx, I heard him before I saw him. I was fooling around with this girl and I heard, I was like, what the fuck? She's like, no, 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 those are my Spanx. I was like, is your pussy all right? Damn. Why is it so violent? Every woman needs smoothing. That's what she said. Don't ever say smoothing while my dick is hard. That's awkward. But now my lady, now it's, I'm grown now. It's fun, man. We have so much fun. Like, I help her get into her Spanx. It's fun for me. I feel like a magician's assistant. I take a bow after. Yeah, man. Dating a woman over 30 is fun. It's a yin and a yang, though. You know what I mean by that? Like, if you find a single woman over 30, the good part is she's lived life a little bit, right? She's got great stories. Like, she'll say shit like, Danny locked me in the closet. You be like, what? Yo, fuck Breaking Bad. What's the locked in the closet story? Where was you at? You know, and that princess dream has kind of been beat out of them. They not, you know, they not so hell-bent on it. You know what I mean? They just looking for a person. It's fun. But there's also a yang. The yang part is if you find a single woman over 30, you must know this, that she has been lied to before. Yeah, yeah. And she's not about to let that shit happen again. Yeah, see, you are the enemy. She's not gonna believe shit you say. You might be dealing with the most suspicious woman on the planet. It's gonna be like you on Law and Order, you know what I mean? Like, every time you talk, you're gonna be waiting to hear that boom, boom at the end of your statement. Like, what was that? It's gonna be like you living through a Mary J. Blige record. Not enough black people here to get that reference. Y'all with me? All right, yeah, all right. Y'all with me? Who do y'all know? Adele's like an Adele record, all right? Sure. It's different pain, though. Like, Adele just had big girl issues, you know what I mean? Mary used to get kicked in the face. I don't know how you equate pain, but a boot to the face trumps the Krispy Kreme light not being on, but... I mean, it's a good record. If you've never seen Mary J. Blige, yo, you gotta go. You gotta go see MJB live. It's amazing. It's just her on stage with these boots, and she takes it over, right? And when she gets to the My Life album, it's a lot of pain on that record. She talks about every song before she sings it. And it's like cathartic for all the women there. She's like, ladies! They're like, you haven't been hit in the back of the head with a crutch. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
they're like, yes, I have. I'm like, what the fuck?
Whoa, whoa.
So, man, she keeps going. She's like, oh, this one is for all the ladies who ever got kicked down a flight of stairs on Christmas Eve. That's me. What the fuck? And she yells out stats. She's like, every 7 seconds, a woman gets hit. No more. Every 7 seconds. You can see all the dudes like, hey, man, you got to use the bathroom? I got to use the bathroom. This shit is too much. As you walking out, yeah, every 7 seconds, you know. And I'm an asshole. Like, I feel for that woman, but I'm thinking, every 7 seconds? Ooh, that means every 6 seconds, that woman forgets to duck. Every 5 seconds, that woman refuses to shut the fuck up. Every 4 seconds, some man is like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Every 3 seconds, that woman's like, you know what you did. Every 2 seconds, that man's like, what the fuck did I do? And every 1 second, that woman is somewhere like, we need to talk. Here's the thing that my fiance wants to do, which is interesting. She wants to be my best friend. Is that normal? Like, she's like, am I your best friend? You my best friend? We best friends? I'm like, baby, I love you, but I don't say best friend anymore. See what I look like? This is my best friend. Can you come out and play? Hurry up before the streetlights come on. I'm a grown man. I pay taxes. I don't say best friend. You know? You say, but that's what you say. That's what you say it at toasts and you say it at speeches and people they marry their best friend. I'm your best friend, right? And I'm like, no, I'm marrying my wife. That trumps best friend. That's better than best friend. Wife wins, right? You see the wedding when they line us up? It's the spot back here for the best man. In the front is the wife. She's in front of all that shit. It's like, you want to be both? You can't hand the ring to yourself. Like, I do me, yes. I'm hitting her with all this logic. She's like, no, that's not. She's sending me articles. I'm like, what's this? Kim Kardashian said Kanye West is her best friend. I go, well, where's the article where he says that shit back? It didn't. You know what he did? He bought her a ring. That's what he did, right? It's like, baby, I bought you a ring. I don't buy my best friends onion rings. Why do you want a demotion to best friend? You are winning. She said, I bet you'll say it at my funeral. And she walks off. And I was like, oh. I actually pictured it for me. I got sad, because I would just be like, oh, God, just lost my favorite person. My soulmate, and she would want me to say this. My best friend. And I know her, she'd pop out the casket like. Like, she won't let it go. Like, she will not let it go. This is her thing. So you know what I did? You know what I did? I started treating her like my best friend. That's right. You wanna be my best friend? Come on, buddy. About to treat you like my best friend. Every Sunday, we go to brunch on me. That's what I do. Baby, I love you. This is on me. Have a great week. Not this Sunday. The bill came. I was like, whoa. So you had bottomless mimosas. Ooh, all right. Yeah, you had a rap. All right. Hey, buddy. So how you want to split cards? How you want to do this? Did you bring yours? All right. Come on, bestie. Yeah. My wife, I would treat best friend. We going Dutch. Yeah, let's do it. Put out a card. she calls me, when she calls me, my wife, I take the call, or whatever. Hey, what's up, baby? You good? All right, love you. Okay, bye. Boop, right? Best friend, call, voicemail, beat it, decline. Yeah. Say, why are you ignoring my calls? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, best friend, I was doing something, all right? You acting like my wife. Calm the fuck down. You my best friend. All my best friends know, don't call me between 2 and 4, because I'm trying to get the high score, all right? One time we had plans, right? And it was cute, like go hiking, nothing major. So I just made myself unavailable for 2 hours. I was 2 hours late, right? And I walked in her place like this, like, hey, if anybody asks, I was with you. And I walked the fuck off, right? She started chasing at me. Where the hell have you been? We've been over this. I was with you. Motherfucker, it's been 2 hours. Tell me about it. We was together. Then she started cussing me out. Who the fuck? Da, 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 da. She kicks me out. Boom. I'm outside, right? Like, fuck, I went too far. Well, fuck it, I'm keep going. I called her up. And I could hear her still just pounding. Who the hell? She answered the phone. Hello? I was like, hey, best friend, do me a favor. Tell my wife I was with you the whole time. She is tripping. This is my favorite one. Sometimes I call her late at night, right? Because we haven't moved in together yet, so I just call her late at night. And it's like, brrr, say hello. Yo, what you doing? Sleep. Yo, you need to come down here. There's some hoes out here tonight. Oh! You need to come look at these hoes. Shit! Nothing but leggings and boots. Come on, bestie, don't leave me hanging. Let's look at these hoes. Hey, 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 don't tell my wife. I dated this one girl before I met my fiance. I had to get good at women in their 30s. I dated this one girl, man. She had so many trust issues. It was raining outside, right? I came in the house wet from the rain. She like, why are you wet? It's raining outside. Just checking. Who lied to you about the weather before? Who tricked you about outside? It's just outside. Like, what, she think I had a water hose or something, my brother? Like, I'm gonna get this bitch with this. She ain't gonna see this coming. Wait till I get my snow machine next week. Bow, hit her with a snowball. One time I had to go to New York. I had a gig in New York. I was like, hey, baby, I gotta fly to New York. Call me when you get there. This was my first check-in. Every man remembers his first check-in, right? I was like, hey, baby, I'm in New York, you know? And I was in this weird area with all the other husbands, and they were like, hey, we made it, I'm safe, I made it, I'm safe. I was like, ugh. Is that my future? Then my girl said something to me I never heard before in my life. She goes, you in New York? I was like, yeah. Take a picture with the paper. What? Find a newspaper, take a picture with it, text it to me. Isn't that what they do with kidnap victims? Like, I have never heard no shit like that in my life. So I asked the married dudes, hey, yo, what should I do? They were like, you better find a fucking paper. I was like, we became a team, you know? I held the paper, they took my camera phone, told me how to stand. Then I texted to her, I called her up, like it was a dick pic, like, hey, yo, you get that paper? She cussed me out. The New York Times? You think you fucking with a dummy? You sent me the New York Times? Oh, it's New York, that's the paper. Stupid, I can get a New York Times at any Starbucks down the street from my fucking house in L.A. All right, well, okay, well, what you want? If you really in New York, I want the Daily News. Married dude was like, that bitch know her periodicals. So then I had to go back in the airport, stand in line, buy a plane ticket to New York.
Yo, thank you so much.
Thank you.